Okay, Shalom Rabosai. Today's daf is Psachim Daf Tes Vav, and we are in the middle of the Rebbe Chanina Skana Kohanim Sugyas. We had said yesterday, we had brought the Mishnah that there is no problem to burn something that is Tameh as a Shlishi with something that is Tameh as a Rishon. That was Rebbe Chanina had said, that if you can burn a Basar that's a Shlishi, meaning kachim, that's a shlishi, with the basar, that's kachim, that's a rishon, even though that will take the level of the tumah up a notch from a sheni, from a shlishi to a sheni. And we had said yesterday that Rabbi Meir then added, that Rabbi Akiva then added, that you can even burn truma, shemen, that's truma, that's a shlishi, in a kli, that's an avatumah, therefore making the shemen that's a shlishi into a rishon. And we said the chiddush there was that even though as a shlishi it's the truma, as the phrase goes, is possible, meaning it's no longer able to be matame anything else, even then you're still allowed to make it into a rishon, which it then theoretically could be matame other things. The Mishnah had then gone on and said, and this is what we're going to spend most of the day talking about, Amar Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir had said, from midivrayim, from their words, so we're going to have to define what that means, lamanu shesorfen truma tahora im tameh b'pesach. Rabbi Meir said, from their words, we can learn that you can burn truma that's tahor with truma that's tameh on Pesach, meaning if they're both chametz, you can burn them together. And Rabbi Yossi had said, eino min hamida, these are not comparable whatsoever. We're going to have to analyze exactly what's not comparable. And then we had said that Modim Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, that Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua both agree that you can burn them separately, but the machlokas is that if you have Tluya Truma, i.e. Truma that's Safek, and Truma that's Tameh, then Rabbi Elazar says you have to split them, and Rabbi Yeshua said you can burn them together. Oh, okay. With that background, let's dive into the Gemara today. We're here on your Dalet on base. We're at the two dots, quoting Rabbi Meir. For Rabbi Meir again had said, "Midivreim lamdu," from their words, it we learn that you can burn chametz truma that's tahor with chametz truma that's tameh. Now, ordinarily, there's an iser to make truma tameh. It's also an iser to burn truma and get rid of truma. But either way, we learn from their words that you can do this. So the Gemara says, "Midivreim deman." Whose words are we using here to prove that you can burn tahor truma with tameh truma? That's chametz. So, if it's from Rabbi Chanina again, who had said you can burn kachim with that's a shlishi with kachim that's a rishon. So midami, is that really comparable? Hasam tame v'tame, right over there. Both pieces of meat are tame. Hacha tar v'tame. Here we're talking about tar truma with tame truma. So that's not comparable. V'midib Rabbi Akiva. And if you're telling me we're learning from Rabbi Akiva, midami, it's not comparable either. Because hasam possible tame. There the case is you have a shlishi, truma shemen. It's a shlishi. And that's pasul, and you're burning it in an avatuma, in a lamp. That's an avatuma. That's tameh. And hacha tahor v'tameh. Here we're talking about one item is tahor completely, and another item is tameh. So regardless of whether you use Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim, or Rabbi Akiva, neither of them are saying that you can burn something that's tahor with something that is tameh. So the Gemara says, Nema kasavu Rabbi Meir masnisin ba'avatuma daraisu v'latatuma derabanan. Maybe Rabbi Meir holds that what is the Mishnah talking about? That the avatoma, the thing that you're burning that's a rishon or an avatoma, that's daraisa. But the derabanan, but the second thing that you're burning, meaning the lesser degree of tuma item that you're dealing with, is tuma midirabanan. It's not tuma midaraisa, but it's a shlishi midirabanan. The midaraisa, tahor ma'alya, which is actually tahor on a daraisa level. So therefore, you have two things that parallel Rabbi Meir's shita. Right? You have something that's tamim midaraisa, right? An avatoma or whatever. And then you have the second item. It's tamim, it's a shlishi midarabanan, but midaraisa, it's totally tahor. So maybe that's where Rabbi Meir gets that you can burn something that's tahor, the chametz that's tahor, with the chametz that's tameh. Umay midivrayim, and so what is he saying that we learn from these words, this halacha? So midivrayim, Rabbi Chanina, it's going to go on, and maybe he's just learning from Rabbi Chanina, from his din, because he's dealing with the higher level tumah thing is tumah daraisa, and the lower level is tumah darabanan, meaning it's tahor completely in minat Torah, and therefore that's why Rabbi Meir got his halacha for. So Amar Rabbi Shlakish, Mishum Bar Kafra, Masnitzim Ba'ava tumah daraisa, Vlada tumah daraisa. So he says, no. Rabbi Chanina's shita in our Mishnah is both of them. Both cases, the higher level tumah and the lower level tumah, are midoraisa. So what does it mean when Rabbi Meir says we learn from their words? So we learn from Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yoshua. Kumar says, "Hi, Rabbi Yoshua." I mean, which Rabbi Yoshua is Rabbi Meir learning from? Ilema ha Rabbi Yoshua, if it's from the following Rabbi Yoshua, the Mishnah and Trumos, Chavis Shel Truma Shenolid Basafek Tuma. Let's say you have a barrel. A barrel of truma, and you have a suffix whether it is tummy. Meaning, what does Rashi say? Yeah, there's a tummy guy in the room. You don't know if he touched the barrel. So Rabbi Elazar Omer, Rabbi Elazar says if it was open, if he was lying in an open area where it's very likely that the guy would have touched it, so then you should put it in a more hidden place. If imhaisa magula yichasena, and if it was open, then you should cover it. Meaning that even though there's a suffix here, right, and now it's truma tluya, it's a suffix where you can't eat it. You still need to make sure it doesn't become more tummy, right? Even though it's a suffix, right? You still have to. There's a pasuk says. Mishmeres trumosai. You have to guard the truma. So even truma that's a suffek tame, you still need to guard. So therefore, if it's open, you have to put it in a more private area. And if it was in a public place or a more exposed place, you should go hide it. And if it was megula, if it was covered, uncovered, yechasana, you should then go ahead and cover it. Meaning, Rabbi Elazar says you still have to guard truma tluya, truma that's a suffek, from becoming more tummy. Rabbi Yeshua says the opposite. Rabbi Yeshua omer imaisa menachas b'makam mutzna yanichem b'makam atorva v'mayim mechusa yegalena. That if it was in a more hidden place, you should put it into a more public area, and if it was covered, then you should open it. Meaning, we want to get it tummy. Meaning, if we see that if it's a suffix, right, you don't need it guarded anymore. So maybe Rabbi Meir is learning from here. Right? So if Rabbi Meir is learning from here that what are you going to do? The truma that's a tluya, this wine that's now a suffik truma, is whether it's tummy or not, suffik whether it's tummy or not, needs to be burnt. So maybe that's what Rabbi Yeshua means, that since you're going to burn it anyway, right? So therefore, you're allowed to make it more tame. And maybe that's what Rabbi Meir says, that since you're going to burn the chametz anyway, even though it's tahor, right, you're allowed to burn it with a tumah. So Gemara says, midami. Right? That's not a comparable case, because hasam grama ba'alma haka biyadayim. There, what's the case? You're making it become tame through grama. You're not actually being metame this suffik truma wine. You're causing it to probably become tummy, meaning through some other action. You're moving it into an area which will lead to it becoming more tummy, potentially. But here, you're actually going ahead and being metame the tahor truma. So that can't be this. That's not the same case. So Ella Lahad Rabbi Yeshua. Really, he's learning from this shita of Rabbi Yeshua. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah. This is also in Trumos. Right, let's say you have a barrel of truma, right, of wine. It broke in the top area. Meaning on the top area of the gat of the wine press. Meaning it was above other wine. The tachtona, and beneath it is chulin tamein. And underneath it, you have chulin wine, which is tame. That's fine. You can drink, you can consume regular chulin, right, if it's tame. So on top, you have two barrels, one on top of the other. The top one is truma, and the bottom one is tame wine. So that, again, if the truma falls into the barrel with a tame chulin, so the truma is going to become tame. And everything is going to be usher to eat. So, Modi Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Shem Yochel Hatzel Mimena, Revius Betara, that if you're able to even to save one Revius by saving it in some sort of container, Betara, and it'll be Tohor, then Yatzel, then you should save it, Vimlav. But if you can't do that, meaning you don't have any Tohor Kalim, you have a Tame Kali, that you could save it. So, Rabbi Elazar, Omar, you should let the wine become tame on its own, meaning don't actively go and be metame the wine through catching it in a tame kli, but let the wine drip into the chulin that's tame, and then everything will be lost, because it's better that it becomes tame indirectly than if you actively catch it. You can even catch it with a kli that's tamei with your hands, meaning you can actively render it tamei, right? Even though the truma is going to become no good regardless, because what are you doing now? You're going to save. What's that going to do for you? You save the bottom barrel, right? If you don't have if you have truma that's you have to throw the whole thing out, the bottom barrel. But the chulin, the regular chulin wine that's tamei, you can drink. You just become tamei, right? You have to go to the mikveh, etc. But Rabbi Yeshua allows you to be metame the truma by catching it in a tame cup in order to save the bottom barrel. So apparently, what do you see? That you're allowed to be a daim. You're allowed to actively, right, be metame truma, even though you're doing it with your own hand. Right? You're doing it beyond. You're doing it actively. This Gemara says, well, if that's the source, so if that's true, that's where Rabbi Meir is learning it from, so why does he say from their words? Right? It should be from his words. Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar doesn't prove his point at all. This Gemara says, this is what he means to say. No, yeah, from there. Rabbi Yeshua, labanu. That midivrehem, from their words, meaning from their machlukas, that's what we learn. And when Rabbi Meir said, we learn this halacha from their machlukas, he was really talking about a Mishnah in Trumos. It was not related to this at all. And he was only operating based on the fact that the Mishnah quotes a similar machlukas, Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua, at the end of the Mishnah. Lamaisa, Rabbi Meir could have been put after that, but it's phrased before it. And Degan, I mean, it makes sense. The language makes sense. Degatani, Moder, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Shmaminah. Because what does it say? We said Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua agree, right? Meaning part of when Rabbi Yossi went back at Rabbi Meir, he said to Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yossi agree that that you would burn Tohor Chametz and Truma and Tameh. Truma, that you would burn, that we burn that apart, meaning that you would burn that separately. Meaning, Mehecha Tesi, where in the world Rabbi Yossi bring in Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua? We haven't mentioned them yet. So we see that the fact that we mention Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua in our Mishnah, right, even though they're nothing to do with anything, but we see that that's what Rabbi Meir was going on. That's where he was basing his Shita. That's what he was talking about. That's Shema Minos, the Gemara says, that's exactly what Rabbi Meir was saying, that he was basing it off this sheet of Rabbi Yeshua with saving the Truma with the Tamei Kli from that Mishnah in Trumos. The Chenam Rab Nachman, so to Rab Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, that Masnisen is Ba'avatoma Daraisa, Vladatoma Daraisa. That's it. Just like we said, that the Mishnah is Rabbi Chanina Sagana Kohanim's case, is both of the cases are Daraisa, and they're in my Divrehim. So what is Rabbi Meir working off of? Midivre Rabbi Elezer, Rabbi Yeshua, right? He's working off that Mishnah in Trumos. Okay, Eisvei Rabba Rav Nachman, Rabba said to Rav Nachman, hold on one second. Let me ask you a question. If you're telling me that that's where Rabbi Meir is coming from, what was Rabbi Yossi's retort? Right, again, if you flip back to the Mishnah on your Dalet Aman Aleph, Rabbi Meir said, Midivrayim, from the words of Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer, from that Machlokas, we learn that you could burn Truma Tahora with Truma Tameya on Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi had said, Eina hi hamida. That is not the same case. That's not comparable. So if that's true, why is it not comparable? Now, that seems to be exactly the same case. So Rava says to Rav Nachman that this is Rabbi Yossi's response to Rabbi Meir doesn't make sense, if that's really what he's working from. Am Rabbi Yossi, in anido dome l'raya, Rabbi Yossi had said that meaning there's a brisa that has more details about Rabbi Yossi's response to Rabbi Meir, and that's what we're going to quote right now. Right, we had just in the Mishnah, it just said, Eino min amida, and then he quoted Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. But here, the Gemara says a little bit more clear. So, Amar Rabbi Yossi, Eina nidon dome l'raya. The topic that we're talking about is not a good proof. Meaning that the comparison you just made is not good. Kishayidu Rabbi Seinu, because when Chazal were made, they testified about what was going on in the Beis Hamikdash. Amahidu, what was the testimony? What was the edus? Im al baser shenitma bevladatuma shesorfano so im baser shenitma bevavatuma. Right, if you're going to tell me that the what they did was that they burned meat that was tame with a bladatuma, meaning meat that was a shlishi, would burn it with meat that was an avatuma, was with a rishon, right? Zetame vezetame, right? And there was both of them were tame. Meaning that you're just adding tuma to a tuma. Imal shemesh nifsam b'tzful yom. If you'll tell me they're talking about oil that became a tummy through a tzful yom, meaning oil that was a shlishi, shemad likin osob b'ner shenitzma b'tmeh meis, that you can burn it in a lamp that is an avatuma, so zepazo vazatame. Right, so the both of them, right, what are tame to some extent, right? There's a puzzle, the oil is puzzle, and the lamp is tame. So meaning, so those cases aren't comparable to you. Meaning Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva's cases in the Mishnah are not comparable. Do not teach me that you can burn tahor chametz with tamei chametz. So af anu modim betrumah shenitves of lavatuma. And we also are moda. We also agree that if you have truma that became a shlishi, right? That was a nitva me'avatuma. Bevladatuma, meaning truma that is also, let's say, a shlishi. So sofrano zayim atruma shenitves avatuma, that you can burn that type of truma with other truma that was a rishon. But how can you burn truma that's a suffik with truma that's a tame? Shema yavo Elio via tarana. Maybe Elio Anavi will come and say that the suffik truma is actually tahor, right? And then you will have bin mitame truma that was tahor, right? Straight up. So Rabbi Yossi says, and the Gemara just digresses for a second, right? The Brisa continues. This is not, we'll get back to this in a second, but the Gemara just points out that Pigul Unoser Vatame, and all of these three things that are Pasul Kodshim, Pigul is that if the Korban was shechted without the proper mindset, Nosar is left over after this man, and so the Tame is obviously meat that became Tame. So Beshame Omrim aim Nisrafin Ka'achas, you can't burn them together, but Beisil Omrim Nisrafin Ka'achas, you can burn them together. But here's the point. Right? Here's the, finally, we get to the question. If you're telling me that Rabbi Meir is coming from Rabbi Yeshua and that Mishnah about being Mikabel, Truma in with that Tahor Truma with that Tame Kli, so Amay Mahadri Le Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Chanina B'Skana Kohanim. Meaning, all Rabbi Yossi did was point out that Rabbi Chanina and Rabbi Akiva's cases do not parallel Rabbi Meir's case. So if Rabbi Meir is working off Rabbi Yeshua in Trumos, why did Rabbi Yossi respond to him with proofs from Rabbi Chanina B'Skana Kohanim and Rabbi Akiva? Right? This is totally not real. There's nothing, not at all what Rabbi Meir is talking about. So Rav Nachman, Rav Yachon said back to him, Rav Yossi lava daite. No, because Rav Yossi didn't realize what Rabbi Meir was saying, right? Where he was coming from. To who saw Rabbi Meir midir v'chanina skana kohanim kamar. But he thought that Rabbi Meir was trying to prove something from Rabbi Chanina skana kohanim and Rabbi Akiva. Right? V'amar le, and that's what Rabbi Meir said back to him. Ana midir Rabbi Yeshua kamar. So I'm coming from Rabbi Yeshua. What are you talking about? This is out of left field. I'm talking about Rabbi Shu's case with the wine and the tamei kli. Rabbi Yossi said back to him, and that's the end of the Mishnah. When Rabbi Yossi said back to him, Afilu Rabbi Yeshua nami inu mi amida. Even Rabbi Yeshua's case is not similar. Because Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Yeshua agree that when they have to burn them differently, burn them separately. If you have tamei truma that's chametz and tahor truma that's chametz, they agree that you have to burn them separately. So that doesn't prove your shita at all. So the Gemara says, well, v'amai meida minamida. Well, hold on. That I understand that's not what the Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Elezer say, but why is the case of truma of the wine dripping into a tame cup not comparable to being mitame truma that's chametz? And that's tahor. It's exactly the same thing. Right? Rabbi Yeshua, what does Rabbi Yeshua say? If you're going to lose tahor truma anyway, you're allowed to be metameit by putting it in a cup. Well, the same thing over here. You're about to lose the truma that's chametz, that's tahor, so you're allowed to burn it with truma that's tame. Right? You're allowed to be metameit. It says shani hasam diga hefsid chulin. Whoa, one second. You're missing a big point here. The bottom. Underneath this wine that's spilling out, this chulin wine, sorry, underneath the truma wine that's spilling out is tame chulin. And if you let the truma fall into the barrel with the regular wine, then you're going to lose all the regular wine because that's a mixture. And you have to, the truma becomes tame, you have to throw it all out. So Gemara says, well, maskevla rav yirmiyah masnisen nami, ika have said the eitzim. Well, what about the extra fire you need to do? You have to make separate fires to burn the truma tame and the truma that's tahor. Well, what about the money for the extra firewood? So Amalei Usaba, so an older guy said, Hefzid Maruba Chashashu, Hefzid Muad Lo Chashashu. Yeah, okay, it's fine. Whatever you have to pay for the firewood is one thing. But a whole barrel of wine, that's a lot of money. So Chazal Rechoshesh, by a big loss, by Hefsed Merubah, so they allowed you to be metame the truma to save the regular chulin wine. Okay. Now we're going to kind of obviously the same topic, but a little bit different. Now, Amar Rabbi Asi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Machlokes B'shish, meaning the Machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rabbi Meir had said that you can burn Tahor Truma with Tamei Truma, right? That's Chametz, right, on Erev Pesach. And Rabbi Yossi said you can't. So Rabbi Yochanan says that this Machlokes is only during the sixth hour, when the Chametz is Mutter Midoraisa, right? And we obviously Asur Midorabana, but Mutter Midoraisa. Aval B'sheva, but in the seventh hour, Divrei Kol Sorfen. Everybody agrees, you can burn it together, they're worth nothing, and you can just burn them together, meaning it's Ki'ilu, and Rashi says it's Ki'ilu, the Tahor Truma, it's as if it's Tameh, because it's Asur, there's no Hana you can get from it, right? There's no point. There's no point in not burning them together. Amr le Rabbi Zera the Ravasi, Nema Kusama Rabbi Yochanan, Masnisim Bavatuma the Raisa Vladatuma the Rabbanan. Maybe Rabbi Yochanan says that when Rabbi Chanina, Sgana Kohanim, said that you could burn a Shlishi with a Rishon of Kudshim, that maybe the Rishon, meaning the Avatuma that we're talking about here, is the Raisa, but the Shlishi was Midurabanan. And therefore, you're burning Midoraisa, the meat is Tahor, you're burning that with Tami meat. And therefore, and that's what Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim was saying. Maybe Rabbi Meir is saying that midivrei Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim. Maybe he's learning from Rabbi Chanina Sgana Kohanim. He said, yes, that's exactly how Rabbi Yochanan understood the Mishnah. That Rabbi Meir was working right. We had all these kashas before, but we did accept that theoretically, that that possibility, that that's what Rabbi Meir was saying. And that's taka how Rabbi Yochanan understands Rabbi Meir's Shita in the Mishnah. So Itmar Nami was also said on Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said it even more explicit. Right, the Mishnah, Rabbi Chanina, is talking about where the higher level Tumah is the Raisa, the lower level Tumah is the Rabbanan, i.e. the lower level meat is actually Tahor Mida Raisa. Rabbi Chanina, Sekana Kohanim. And that's exactly what Rabbi Meir is saying. Midivrayim, from Rabbi Chanina's words, we can learn that you can burn Tahor Truma Chametz with Tamei Truma, that's Chametz. Umachlokas Peshesh, and the Machlokas is during the sixth hour, Avo B'Sheva, the Rekol Sofrim. Everybody agrees that you're allowed to burn it after the seventh hour, after it's Aser Midoraisa. Okay, Lema Meseyele, maybe this is a proof for Rabbi Yochanan. Again, that Rabbi Yossi is moda that after the sixth hour, I mean, in the seventh hour, you're allowed to burn them together. What did we say up top? This is why I said we'd come back to it, right? What did we say the first line on Tesvavu Mabez? Pigol vanoser vatame v'shame omrim ein sorfim ga'achas v'zol omrim nisrafim ga'achas. Right, if you have these three different types of messed up meat, right, kachim can be messed up in three different ways, right? Pigol, if the kohen had the wrong thoughts, one is shechting or whatever, or bringing doing the avodah or noser, something left over after the zman to eat the korban, or something that's tame. So Rabbi Shami says you can't burn it together. Rabbi Sol says you can. Right, mistama, right, something that's asur midoraisa, right? That's again, what are these things? These are asur midoraisa. That you can burn together, but something that's asur midorabanan you can't. Meaning, so when Rabbi Yossi was masking that you could burn these things after the sixth hour, both of those items, the Tamei Truma Chametz and the Tahor Truma Chametz, they're both Asur Midoraisa. So therefore, he's masking that according to Rabbi Beis Hillel, right? According to Rabbi Yossi, you can burn them all together. So Gemara says, Shani Hasam, no, those cases are different. This is the Tumah Midrabanan. Because Pigul and Nosar, and obviously Tamei, but Pigul and Nosar are Tamei Midrabanan even before you get there. It's not this one. The Mishnah, Pigol Vanoser Matam Sayadayim, that these things are Tamei Midrabanan. But here the case is when it's completely Tahor beforehand, as Rabbi Yossi says, you're not allowed to burn it before it becomes Aser Midoraisa. So Lema Misayele, maybe that's I'll bring another proof for Rabbi Yochanan Shita. Hapascha Ifsa, if you have bread that became ruined and spoiled. A person can't eat it, but a dog can eat it. So that's metame metumas ochlam v'kabetza. It's still able to be metame other food if it's big enough, if it's a kabetza. If it's truma, right, you can burn it With other tamei stuff on Pesach, even mistama, even though it's tahor. Right? So apparently, you see, you can burn something that's tamei with something that's tahor on mistama. That's before erev Pesach, I assume. It doesn't say, but okay. Does Rashi say? I can't. Where is it, Rashi? Right, so Rashi says Vuha din the pasma aliyasa, right? Even right, okay. Not sure where he gets that jump, but if you look at the Rashi, the second wide line, right, when Isrufa imat hatzmei lepesach, that shmamina. If you look at right after, right, the third line, the modi Rabbi Yosi heichad olav basachilahi. The Rabbi Yosi would be moda if you can't eat it, and so too, right. Bread, regular bread that's after the seventh hour, meaning the fact that the bread is inedible, right, says that you're allowed to burn it, even if it's tahor, you're allowed to burn it with something that's tamei. So too, after the sixth hour, right, the tahor truma that's chametz is inedible because you're not allowed to eat it, even you know, if it's technically edible, but it's also to eat. So maybe Rabbi Yossi would agree that you're allowed to burn it together. So you can watch the shiny hasam. No, the case of the moldy ruined bread is no good because that for ba'almaku because it's not actually. Bread is just dirt. So the Gemara says, okay, so now if you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Meir is learning from Rabbi Chanina Sizgana Kohanim, then that the Ava Toma is the Reisa, the Vlada Toma is the Rabbanan, meaning the, and that's what he was saying, that really means the Rabbanan. If you tell me that something's Tami with the Rabbanan, really, it's tahor midaraisa, and that's where we learn that you can burn something that's tahor with something that's tameh, right? Truma and chametz on erev Pesach. So ihachi, if that's true, my mode. What is Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua agreeing about? Meaning that seems not to be relevant whatsoever, right? Meaning we explained before that if Rabbi Meir is working off Rabbi Yeshua's shita and Rabbi Yossi says that's not really true, and that's where Rabbi Yossi brought in the Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua agree, etc., etc., right? That's why he brought it in. But if Rabbi Meir is working off of Rabbi Chanina's Gan Kohanim, so what does Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua have to do with anything? So as the Gemara says, "How can come relate Rabbi Yossi to Rabbi Meir?" This is what Rabbi Yossi meant to say to Rabbi Meir. According to this understanding, Afila Rabbi Yeshua de Mako, but even according to Rabbi Yeshua, who's Mako, meaning, and you're allowed to be Matame, something that's Tahor, right? Still, it's no good. Why? Because Ki Mako, but Tuluya Vitmea. He's only Mako if something is Suffolk Truma Tamea and actual Truma Tamea. Ava Vitahora Vitmea lo. But he never ever says that you're allowed to actually actively be Matame, something that's entirely Tahor. So Gemara says, well, Ihachi, yeah, right, it was still, am I inu miyamidehi, right, mido midehi, right, well, still, okay, if that's what Rabbi Yossi was saying to him, fine, but still, Rabbi Meir is working off of Rabbi Chanina, it's kind of kohanim, if the tumah is d'oraisa, the ava tumah is d'oraisa, and the vlada tumah is d'rabbanan, meaning it's tahor mi d'oraisa, so it's exactly the same case, right, that's, again, that it's talking about the tahor truma, and with a tame truma, it's literally the same exact thing. Why doesn't Rabbi Yossi like that so much? So Rabbi Yirmiyah says, "Hacha bebasar shenitzma b'mashkin shenitzma b'machmas sheretz." Because the case over here, as we said before, right, that we explained Rabbi Chanina's case, is that there's liquid that was metame through a sheretz, and then it doesn't have to be a sheretz, but it was metame, let's say not a dead body, or it could be a dead body. All right, either way, through a sheretz. V'azer Rabbi Meir l'tame, Rabbi Meir is holding like himself, and Rabbi Yossi l'tame, Rabbi Yossi is also agreeing with himself. How so? Rabbi Meir l'tame, Rabbi Meir holds damar tumas mashkin l'tame achirim midrabanan, that when liquid is metame, other things, right, that is midrabanan. Meaning midaraisa, liquid cannot be metame food. The only tumah that can be transmitted by liquid is midrabana. That's Rabbi Meir's shita. So therefore, when Rabbi Chanina had said that the Kohanim would burn the meat that was tummy midaraisa with stuff that was tohar midaraisa, we can assume that you do the same thing. Meaning even though the tohar truma is asur midrabana, meaning that's during the sixth hour. Meaning that since the liquid is going to be metame at midrabanan, so we can also assumed that that will apply to other items that are tame or asur midrabanan. That's why Rabbi Meir extends it to the sixth hour. Rabbi Yossi the tame. Rabbi Yossi says no. Damar tumas mashkan the tame acherim midaraisa. That liquid will be metame food on a daraisa level. So therefore, the meat that is metame by Rabbi Chanina, Skana Kohanim, is tame midaraisa. So therefore, you can only burn things that are going to become tame midaraisa, but that's in the seventh hour on Erev Pesach, because now when you burn the truma that's chametz, that's tahor, right, it's going to become tame midaraisa. So it's only mutter to burn it, you know, to do that, to be metame through burning it together on a deraisa level. But a midrabanan, meaning the sixth hour, when the chametz is only asur midrabanan, so you cannot burn something that is tahor with something that is tame. Okay, we'll go weiter, and this continues on to the next daf, but have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.